Moving now to Vatican City, where today Pope Benedict asked for forgiveness from God and from victims of pedophile priests. The appeal came during the closing ceremony of the Vatican's Year of the Priest. Benedict said he would do everything possible to protect children from clergy sex abuse. But, as NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Rome, the Pope's statement did not satisfy many victims.
St. Peter's Square was a sea of white. Perhaps as many as 15,000 priests in floor-length robes sat silently under the glaring sunshine during the closing Mass. In his long speech, Pope Benedict spoke of the uniqueness of the role of the priesthood in the Catholic Church. But he also said that in this very year of joy, the sins of priests came to light, particularly the abuse of little ones.
Anche noi chiediamo insistentemente perdono a Dio.
We too insistently beg forgiveness from God and from the persons involved, while promising to do everything possible to ensure that such abuse will never occur again.
Benedict said that from now on, the Catholic Church will do everything it can to screen men seeking to join the priesthood to determine the authenticity of their vocation. The pledges were similar to ones he reportedly made in a private encounter with abuse victims in Malta in April, and the tone of his remarks echoed what he said on his flight to Portugal in May, when he acknowledged that the Church is being persecuted not from the outside, but from sins within the Church. Following those statements, there had been high expectations that at today's ceremony the Pope would not only address the worldwide sex abuse scandal, but that he would also announce a major new policy. Instead, he said the crisis is a summons to purification. That statement fell short of many victims' hopes.
We find it very, very disappointing.
Joelle Castix is a spokesperson for the main U.S. clerical abuse victims group, Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests.
While it is important to focus on the formation of new priests, it is far more important to keep kids safe right now by instituting a zero-tolerance policy to make sure that any man who has hurt a child or any man who has covered up for someone who's hurt a child is immediately removed from the priesthood and turned over to secular authorities.
Castex says victims are demanding accountability.
Unless he says, this is exactly what I'm going to do, and this is exactly how I'm going to involve law enforcement, and this is exactly my own responsibility in the matter, then it's just little more than words, and we need concrete action.
Today's Mass had been preceded by a vigil service last night in St. Peter's Square, in which the Pope responded to pre-selected questions from five priests. In one query, Benedict was asked about the beauty of celibacy. Benedict said, in an agnostic world, it must seem to be a great scandal, but he called celibacy a great sign of faith and said it represents an act of transcendence that brings the priest closer to God. The Catholic Church has denied that celibacy is one of the causes of child abuse in the priesthood, but even some leading cardinals have begun to question the requirement and are urging an open debate on the topic. But the Vatican discouraged reporters from seeking the views of some of the thousands of priests who came to Rome. The Holy See police prevented even Vatican-accredited reporters from interviewing priests in St. Peter's Square. One priest who was willing to speak on the sidelines of the ceremony was Father José Vasco of Mozambique.
La Chiesa cercava di risolvere.
The Church first tried to resolve the cases on its own. But now that they have become so grave, the Church must seek the full truth. And to do that, we need joint commissions with lay people, civil society, especially at a time when there is the appearance that the Church has protected the guilty ones.
Father Vasco even went so far as to welcome the idea of a debate on celibacy to determine if it could be one of the causes of the sex abuse crisis and whether it should be mandatory. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.